Egal, ob Sie gerade erst beginnen oder Ihr Sicherheitsprogramm erweitern, herausragende Sicherheitspraktiken zu demonstrieren und Vertrauen aufzubauen, ist wichtiger denn je. Vanta automatisiert die Einhaltung von ISO 27001, SOC 2 und mehr, spart Ihnen Zeit und Geld und hilft Ihnen, das Vertrauen Ihrer Kunden zu stärken. Darüber hinaus können Sie Sicherheitsüberprüfungen vereinfachen, indem Sie Fragebögen automatisieren und die Sicherheit Ihrer IT-Infrastruktur mit einem kundenorientierten Trust Center demonstrieren. Über 9000 globale Unternehmen wie Atlassian, FloHealth und Koora nutzen Vanta bereits, um Risiken zu managen und Sicherheit in Echtzeit nachzuweisen. Erhalten Sie ein spezielles Angebot von $1000 Rabatt unter vanta.com/horen.
Hello there. Hi. This is, well, actually, it's gone 6 o'clock. I'm Martin, your host, Calming Anxiety, weekly newsletter. And I'm just going to make sure, as I always do, that I'm streaming and it's happening. But I never know. One day, maybe I'll sort that out. And yes, here we go. I can see myself. I am live. Let me just turn down that volume there. And kind of bring this other one up here. Maybe I should go on a course to ask people how they do this. That would be good. And I'm going to bring this up just in case anyone does jump in on the chat. So, hello, welcome, Saturday, just gone 6 in the UK in the evening on the 9th of March. And this week, it's about celebrating the small wins. I had a kind of a big win, but I was dealing with a client this week, for hypnotherapy, and it's about getting them to appreciate those small wins. I think as humans, we're hardwired to focus on the negatives to keep us safe from the saber-toothed tiger and the lions and the bears, which for the vast majority of us don't exist. And we overlook those small wins, like tidying your room, doing your hair, eating well, just for a moment. So let's celebrate my biggish win, which in the grand scheme of things is small. Those who follow the show, the channel on YouTube passed. I should have had one of those backgrounds, but like I say, I've got more things to do. It passed 10,000 subscribers. Thank you very much. If you're new to the channel and you were one of them in the last week, thank you. Spotify, it's doing a smidge better. But, you know, small wins, small wins. There are other small wins. I started on the sofa bed build in my camper van. Two things. One, I realised I'm not a carpenter, and B, don't use a spirit level when your van is parked on a slope. I'll leave it at that. So, this week's newsletter, the preamble this week for me personally, I had a wonderful small big win in amongst all the daily little wins, and it made me think about how we overlook those little wins, like making the bed when we feel flat, or getting that task done that we've been putting off for no reason. Finding the gold in the everyday, celebrating wins in a negative world. Hi there, and welcome to another Mindful Minute on Calming Anxiety. This week, we're diving into a topic that's particularly relevant in our fast-paced, negativity-saturated world. Celebrating the small wins. Life can often feel like a relentless pursuit of that next big milestone, promotion or achievement. we spend so much time chasing after this distant goal that we forget to acknowledge the victories, big and small, that pepper our everyday lives. Excuse me. This constant focus on the what-ifs and not yet breed negativity and dissatisfaction. It keeps us from truly appreciating the present moment and the progress we've already made. So, how can we shift our perspective and start celebrating the small wins? Well, here are a few of my tips. Reframing your wins. Often, we downplay our accomplishments because they might seem insignificant in the grand scheme of things. But a small win is still a win. Reframe your thinking. Did you finally master that tricky meditation posture? Celebrate. Did you wake up 10 minutes earlier than usual for your morning yoga session? That's a win too. The gratitude attitude. Gratitude is a powerful tool for cultivating positivity. Take some time each day, maybe during your meditation practice, to reflect on the small things that you're grateful for. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, not for me, thanks, a beautiful sunrise, definitely for me, or a kind word from a stranger. I love the aroma of coffee, but I cannot stand the taste. The joy of the journey. Shift your focus from the destination to the journey itself. That's really important, hence being mindful. Enjoy the process of working towards your goals and celebrate the small victories along the way. Did you learn a new meditation technique this week? Great! Did you manage to stay present for an extra 5 minutes during your meditation session? That is fantastic. By acknowledging and celebrating these small wins, hang on a minute. Oh, I dropped the mic there for the cough. Little frog. By acknowledging and celebrating these small wins, we cultivate a sense of accomplishment and fuel our motivation to keep going. It's a positive feedback that fosters happiness and well-being. Now, let's talk about staying open to new ideas in a world that can often be resistant to change. Here are three tips to cultivate a more open mind. Practice active listening. OMG. Truly. I'm going to go off script. Well, let's read it and then I'll go off script. Truly listen to others, even if their ideas differ from your own. Really, give it a go. Listen. Try to understand their perspective and their reasoning behind their ideas. You might be surprised at what you learn. Right. When you're in conversation with a friend or a colleague or family, repeat back parts of what they say to you. It has a massive impact. Their subconscious appreciates that you've listened to what they've said. And don't worry if you forget about your point. Truly engage in listening to who you're talking to. And engage in what they say. You can come back to your arguments later, or debates, or point of view. Step outside your comfort zone. Challenge yourself to try new things, even if they seem unfamiliar or even a little scary. This could be anything from exploring a new meditation technique to trying a different type of yoga class or fitness class or anything. I might do that. I don't know what I'm going to step out. Well, no, I've changed my physical training. And let's just say, after today's squats, I won't be walking too well tomorrow. Remember, mindfulness is all about cultivating. Oh, actually, I missed a bit. Can I rewind? It's my show. Proves it's live. Do apologise for those who are bearing with us. Embrace curiosity. Curiosity is the key to lifelong learning. Approach new ideas with an open mind and a genuine desire to understand them. Ask questions, explore different viewpoints, and see where the journey takes you. So, my guilty pleasure, I'm UK-based. I'm really intrigued in American politics. So, to all my listeners in the US, I love what your country is doing. And I listen to three types of podcast. I listen to the left-wing side, to the more right-wing side, and let's not use far-right, okay? Let's just say it as it is. And I listen to people that I view and perceive are libertarian and in the middle. And it's interesting. It truly intrigues me that there's so little debate. So be part of that positive change. With all our shows, it's all about kindness. So this week, let's all endeavour in conversing with others to truly listen. Let's listen to who we're speaking with. Remember, mindfulness is all about cultivating a present moment awareness and appreciating the little things. By celebrating the small wins and staying open to new ideas, we can create a more positive and fulfilling life experience. If you're looking for more tips and guided meditations to help you on your mindfulness journey, if you haven't already, which I suppose you will, do subscribe. All right. Until next time, be well, stay mindful. And then in the newsletter, I do mention this week's podcast of choice. If you haven't already, just before bed, put on the whole book. It's only on the YouTube channel here, of A Study in Scarlet, a Sherlock Holmes book. Please give that a listen. Put it on loop as you go to bed. I don't ask for much on this channel because my core value, me, is about giving. Having gone through a kaleidoscope of mental trauma in my life, I am in a beautiful place. I am so fortunate to be where I am. Today, well, in the UK, tomorrow is Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday. But I took my mum out today for lunch and we both appreciated the moment. And she was so happy to see how far I've come. So have a great week. Look after your beautiful minds. Practice mindfulness. Practice listening. And just enjoy the moment. If you're going through darkness right now, it is difficult. You know, those who followed this channel's journey 18 months ago, my life was so dark, so full of despair and hopelessness, and true friends supported. Anyway, I digress. You can get over it. It takes work. It's like training for a marathon. It's like trying to get fit. It takes work and dedication to look after your beautiful mind. But with daily practice, which is why I created Calming Anxiety, you can become the best version of yourself. You can look at your mirror, look at yourself in the mirror, and finally, truly say, I love you. So have a great week. Be strong, be caring, be mindful, and above all, be kind.